Hello, everybody. And today I am delighted to be joined by Mary Coakley from CRAN. Mary, you're very welcome.
Thank you.
Mary, to start with, you might tell us a little bit about CRAN and your own role within the organisation.
Sure. Well, CRAN is a nanoscience research institute. It's based at Trinity College Dublin. People might be familiar with the Science Gallery. We're just above that within the Nocton Institute. And the institute is funded by Science Foundation Ireland. What we have is a collection of over 200 researchers from across the schools of physics, chemistry, pharmacology, medicine, all involved in nanoscience research. We also have some researchers based down in UCC in Cork associated with us.
Brilliant. And what is nanoscience? I mean, I'm familiar with the iPod Nano, but I'm sure it's nothing got to do with that.
It does actually, yeah. Indeed, yeah. It's nano is comes from the Greek word meaning dwarf. It's actually very small. So nanoscience is study of materials at very tiny dimensions, typically less than 100 nanometers. And to put that in perspective, one human hair is about 80,000 nanometers wide. So nanoscientists are looking at materials tens of thousands of times smaller than the width of one human hair. And it's this kind of science that has enabled your iPod and shrinking electronics, so your smartphones, your smart tablet computers. All of those ICT devices are dependent on developments in nanotechnology for next generation products and devices. But it's not just ICT industry that depends on nanotechnology. Typically, medical devices now and pharmaceuticals are using this. In fact, it's estimated that about 10% of exports from Ireland have some form of nanotechnology associated with them.
My goodness. And that is fascinating. And tell me, how old is this field of nanoscience? Is it a relatively new field?
Well, I guess it's always been around, yeah. But it's with the advances in electron microscopes over the last 20 or more years that has enabled scientists to see really what's going on. Because if you think of your school microscope, an optical microscope, that really can't see what our scientists here are looking at. So you need powerful electron microscopes which allow resolution thousands of times greater than the typical school microscope. So here in CRAN, actually, we have some of the world's leading infrastructure and electron microscopes. So, for example, one of our helium ion microscope, there are only about a dozen of those in the world. So, of course, it's the only one in Ireland. There are a couple in the UK. And it's these kind of tools that are attracting not just academics and what is enabling this world's leading research, but also attracting industry to come and work with us and figure out, you know, how their product could be improved and to see really what's happening at that tiny scale.
That's fascinating. A couple of weeks ago, I had the pleasure of being the Deutsche Museum in Munich, and there's a section there on microscopes, but they're quite old. And I can only imagine what it's like to work with the microscopes you're talking about. But you mentioned their companies. So what companies are in Ireland are actively working in this space, and where are the jobs in this area?
Sure. Well, yeah, that's what everybody wants to know, the jobs. And in fact, Intel, who's one of our original industry partners, recently over the last year have recruited over 15 PhD graduates from CRAN. So there is a real recognition that, you know, by studying nanoscience at third and fourth level, going on to do a PhD, you have a greater chance of getting jobs across these high-tech industries like Intel, Hewlett-Packard, and, as I said, medical devices and pharmaceuticals, which are very important to Ireland. So increasingly, undergraduate programs like in Trinity through its NPCAM program, it stands for Nanoscience, Physics and Chemistry of Advanced Materials. It's a science program that's incorporating more nanoscience. So there is a realization at third level that students who are doing science need to understand nanoscience. And that's why through this Nano in My Life program that CRAN have initiated, we want to bring that back to secondary school and get school students interested and knowledgeable about nanoscience.
Fantastic. And we want to talk primarily today about nano and my life, but just wondering, the students that are going into that undergraduate program, typically what kind of subjects would they have?
Yeah, well, what it really comprises, nanoscience is a platform for, as I said, understanding materials at very tiny dimensions, but that crosses chemistry, physics, biology too. So it's good to have a grounding in a range of scientific disciplines. And if you have chemistry and physics, all the better. Of course, maths forms a core part of that program.
Sure.
So these are all subjects that secondary school students should really think about doing for the Leaving Cert.
Absolutely. So now you have you're specifically, you've developed a program which I've been reading about on your website for transition year students. Would you tell us about that, Mary?
Yeah, well, because it's so important at third level and fourth level, what we want to do is introduce secondary school students to nanoscience. Currently, it's not on the curriculum. So we want to really enthuse them and engage them about this cutting-edge branch of science. I mean, actually, it's something Ireland are pretty good at. We are ranked 6th in the world in terms of quality of nanoscience research. So it's important to us, and what we want in CRAN is for students in second level to know about it and to consider then studying it at third level. So this Nano in My Life program, really it's a pretty comprehensive resource, we hope, that teachers will be able to use in the classroom to introduce students to nanoscience.
Very good. And you say it's comprehensive, Mary. What is included in the modules that teachers can use with their students? What kinds? Maybe you might even give us a flavour of some of the activities that they might be involved in carrying out.
Well, it's a pack that we can send either in printed format or digital DVD and another DVD with the materials, which has 7 chapters. There is the introductory, what is nanoscience. There are a number of other chapters as well, which really bring the applications alive. So it's not a science of the future. It's currently, as you pointed out, in products like iPad Nanos. So we have a chapter on nano and ICT, a chapter on nano and health, nano in nature. So teachers will be able to, through this pack, conduct a number of at least 7 double classes in nanoscience. So, for example, with the nano and health, within each chapter we have a video material. This is all captured in CRAN, and we used our young postgrad researchers, a lot of them who are very enthusiastic and articulate about their research and what they're doing. So the video material was all captured in CRAN. We have teachers' notes, PDFs, background material for them. We have classroom activities like crosswords and lab activities. So hopefully what we've tried to do is use a range of teaching and learning approaches that gets them interested.
And I noticed from your website and from YouTube that CRAN has a very strong presence on YouTube in particular, and your website is a very interactive website. There's quite a range of materials on there. Are these the kinds of materials that you have on the DVD?
Yeah,
as well?
Absolutely. So cran.tcd.ie is our website, and if people go to the education and outreach section, there'll be a link to our YouTube channel. Now, all the chapters from the Nano in My Life DVD are on YouTube that people can download. But we also have a selection of other outreach activities and events that have taken place in CRAN. For example, like PhD students presenting their research in 3 minutes using only 3 slides. So people are free to go onto the website and check out all the material on our YouTube channel.
Very good. Yes, and you mentioned the teachers. Is CRAN involved in any professional development work with the teachers? Do the teachers need any additional support to help them to become familiar with this whole new area of science?
Yes, well, we have good links with the NCCA and the ISTA. In fact, the development of this pack was with two teachers and a teaching student. So Lisa Darley is a science teacher in Loretto St. Michael's in Navan, and Tony O'Rourke in Mercy in Ballymahon, County Longford. So they came into Cran for 6 weeks over the summer and worked with our researchers and ourselves in the development of these materials. And with the Irish Science Teachers Association now, we're delighted to be working with them on launching a poster competition to go along with this new resource.
Brilliant. And actually, it's a small world. Tony O'Rourke has created a number of TeachNet projects for us down the years, so it's great to see him involved in this. And tell us, what are you looking for in the poster competition? What kinds of entries are you looking for?
Well, the title is What's Next for Nano? So we're trying to get students to use their imaginations to think, what could the next product or innovation look like that would change our lives? So based on the information they've learned, hopefully from the resources that teachers will use with them, for example, it could be a health product, it could be a new electronic device, what is going to be the next new product in nanotechnology that, you know, who will think up, who will be the next Steve Jobs or think up the next iPod Nano? Yeah. So maybe we have a student out there who can be that next person.
Absolutely. It sounds fantastic. And I would recommend all teachers, particularly science teachers at second level, to visit the website. And finally, Mary, who is supporting all this fantastic work? Because, I mean, you've a team there of over 200 people and, you know, it seems like this is cutting edge. Who's helping to make this a reality?
Well, Science Foundation Ireland are the main funders for CRAN. This project, The Nano in My Life, received funding, which was great, also from Discover Science and Engineering. And so we're delighted to work with them on this product.
Brilliant. I know I do a lot of work myself with Discover Science and Engineering, a marvellous organisation. So it sounds fantastic. Mary, thanks a million for giving us the time this afternoon to fill us in on this wonderful project. And I hope many TY students have the opportunity and their teachers to participate using the PAC. And particularly, I look forward to hearing when the competition is over, what brilliant ideas come forward, because I think there surely should be some wonderful ideas out there among the young people.
Yeah, look forward to it. Thank you very much.